Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with fallen woman, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.
The Dark Mothers are the Black Mothers. I had a little statue on the shelf in my bedroom when I was little. And she was one of the wood shards that was left after the fire. She was like a little nightlight, little glowing woman, because I had a little jar next to her often in the summertime filled with fireflies, where you would take a canning jar, you punch holes in the top, you know, with a screwdriver and a hammer. And then you would catch lightning bugs, you know, in your hand real gently, real gently. And then you will put them in the glass jar, and then you put the lid on, and it had holes in it so they could breathe and they would be alive. And then you will put it in your bedroom in the dark of night. And you know, we lived in a place where there were no street lights. There's snow, dark, dark outside at night. And you would have this glowing, fading, golden, beautiful light. The fireflies are some most beautiful creatures ever made on the face of this earth. Just beautifully remind me of the living soul, each one of them. And so I'll put a little jar like that next to my little black shard statue of Holy Mother on my little bookshelf, which is a little tri-corner bookshelf that had two shelves to it over in the corner of the room. And I get into my bed and I would just watch and think, Blessed Mother's lighting up. She's glowing. Look, she's being tended to by the littlest angels who are glowing and fading, glowing and fading. Gold all around her. And the old women would say, La Virgen Negra, the Black Virgin Mother, comes with a necklace, you know, of wrapped candies, each one a miracle, straight out of the dark side of us. Like the dark side of the moon that shines on and illuminates for us, even when we can't see the other side of it. But if we pay attention, if we unwrap those dulces, those sweets, we find genuine solutions to what some authorities might wrongly say are impossible situations, that the Black Virgin Mother comes with a necklace of wrapped miracles that look like little candies around her neck. And then I would imagine that the little fireflies were like a little necklace around her, and that they were like little candies. And if you could unwrap them somehow, then a little miracle might occur. And you would wait and see what it was. And in this way, the Black Mother, she's considered to radiate black light that reveals colors, ideas, thoughts not able to be thought or seen so easily in ordinary light. And that the Black Mother is considered to radiate a certain kind of light. In other words, a certain kind of thinking, a certain kind of feeling in us, a certain kind of sensation in us that we don't normally have in our busy, busy daylight hours, but that we'll have when we sit with her, where we can think really, truly about what it is we want to take with us as we immigrate from one place to another, in order to nourish soul, in order to find new relationship with Creator and the creative. And so you say, the Black Madonnas light the treasure forward from the dark in us. The Black Mother lights the treasures in us forward, for us to move forward with. In a analytical psychology and depth psychology, archetypal psychology, often the dark is considered chaos. And I suppose you could call some of the things we get ourselves into in daily life chaos. Sometimes it's called la tormenta, means the force field of torment that one will find oneself in. But even then, Black Mother stands at the center with all her golden fireflies lighting up. And that place in the center of all turmoil is actually one of peace. Every turmoil, every upheaval, every fear, every conundrum, every, well, you know what I mean, well, that we ever feel. If we could somehow go right to its center, you'll find the eye of the hurricane. You'll find Our Lady of Peace right at the center, and the Black Mother will be there because that's the place where you take the chance to keep going. And she's always at the place where chances are taken. And La Virgen Negra, the Black Virgin, is also understood sometimes as the patroness of prisoners. Now, she's the one who tells the soul that no bars can hold them, that nothing can ever restrain the spirit. Nothing. Except, of course, us. Our thoughts, our crummy thoughts, our not good thoughts that are not realistic and hopeful and opening and supportive. But our crummy thoughts that say, oh no, it's too late, I'm too this, I'm too that, not enough this. When in fact there is always a way for water to pass through stones, always. Always. And she stays at that place where water passes through stones because she is the mother of chances, the Black Madonna. So she'll drag us out from under the rock falls as we flow through. And it is this Black holy woman who leads us from the most injurious spaces into action that will take us elsewhere. She's the helper of all immigrants. In that sense, she's the one who leads us from the most injurious spaces of our mind and our most injurious actions that don't admit light, a certain kind of light, and she will bring us out and bring us out and bring us out. Is sometimes called the Black Sapphire Mother and can be called to hold us up above the dark water line. She'll come into the night waters to find us. She'll not let us drown. She is our mother at the first moment out of the darkened circlet of our mother's bodies as we're born. She's right there taking the chance of life. That's what we're doing. The Black Madonna is right there. And so back in my little bedroom with my little bed and my little bookcase with incidentally no books on it but two Madonnas. We didn't have books in the house when I was a little girl, but we had things that we found in the woods and adorned various and sundry things. There was my little black charred Madonna. There was my other little Madonna Immaculate Heart Mary. And there was the little jar of fireflies who, in the morning, oh, take them out and put them in the lilac bushes. They're still alive and very happy to be loose, of course, again. And I will always bless them and say, thank you so much for coming to be a light for me in the midst of the dark. And it took a long time for me to understand that I was speaking to Holy Mother. Thank you for coming to be a light for me in the dark. The Black Madonna, to peer and look and see by other lights. This is our relationship to her. And thus, also, in Africa, there are so many, what I call Las Marias in Africa. I call them the Marys of Mother Africa. And they are the women who are still standing. After hundreds of years of groaning under humans who harmed Mother Africa by looting her treasures and setting enmity between different groups of people, I think putting huge stones on top of people's hearts and minds so they couldn't grow into the giants that they truly are and the ancient African civilizations are. Well, they're ancient and huge civilizations with mathematics and astronomy, inventions and creations and paintings and bronze sculpture and all manner of things. And all of these things, the Marys of Africa, remember, and bring back to the fore. And before there was Christianity brought into Africa and melded with many of the ancient African beliefs, there was the Great Mother there too. And in translation, she is the heart of the world. or she is the heart of humanity or the heart of the people. And she is covered often in the images with flowers of acacia, which are a particular beautiful African flower, which makes the most ambrosia-like honey from the bees that come. And so in some of the old images of Blessed Mother in Africa, you'll see bumblebees, honeybees, on her gown, representing that she is the mellifluous one. She is the one who, when she speaks, it feels like, sounds like honey pouring from her mouth. She's the one who, when she tends to a hurt soul, she pours something like warm, in Spanish we say miel, warm honey over their hearts. Oh, she is a mother of huge mercy and huge compassion and huge serving of the people. And so the crown that Mother Africa has been forced to wear is sometimes shown as a acacia crown, because acacia also has thorns, thorn branches. But even those of Mother Africa, she wears with great generosity of heart. And that crown is ever bursting with fragrant blossoms, even as it pierces her tender skin and causes it to bleed. And this is an image also in Africa that takes place also in the immigrations, the great diaspora of Africa, which has happened to every single group of people who has ever lived, just some of us more recently than others, which is where people came. They came on foot. They came on horses. They came on camels. They came with boats. They came with ships. And they stole people away. Usually those who are able-bodied, those who are female, and those who are children, and all the rest murdered. The acquisition of human beings is the grave and egregious horror that Holy Mother Africa has overseen and still remembers through her people. This idea of being held against your will. This Mother Africa is portrayed often with dozens and dozens of empty shackles, broken chains at her feet that people bring to her to place at her feet to say, "See, with your help, I broke my chains. See, with your help, I am no longer enslaved." And isn't it true that even though some are not in recent memory of themselves or their relatives being enslaved, isn't it true that because of the nature of human nature in its least form, that everyone on the face of this earth comes from people who have been enslaved? It is true. It is wholly true. And if you, and I mean wholly, wholly, wholly true. But what is also wholly true, wholly true, is that people rise up, and they rise up together often, and they say, "No more." And Mother Africa blesses that. She knows the crown of thorns. She wears it. But she also knows that there's a fragrance that comes from suffering. There's a flowering that comes from suffering also. And that's why people come to her who want to be free. The Marys anywhere in the world are often at the places where people have endured so much, so much. I would like it if we could put a Mother Mary everywhere, everywhere that we have endured, everywhere that there has been a place where there has been a great travail, every place there should be a Maria and her little baby, the child of pure love. There should be that everywhere. I think that in some ways, you know, in some of the stories from Africa, but also from Asia and other parts of the world, the Americas, the story is that the great creator sent the mother to earth because the people were so in need of her. Unless she will be anywhere where people have such need that they will be with her forever, and that they will cling to her because they know that she too has endured, that she too has been one who stands up for the prisoner, who bends the bars of the jail, who creates communication where there has been none, who makes it so that people can live freely and better than they ever had before. And this Mother Africa, who shows up in so many forms. I mean, Europe and the Americas look impoverished compared to the many, 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 many mothers of the African tribes, the Benin, the Ashanti, the Yoruba, the Dagara. There's so many tribes, I can't name them all to you, but I have seen their sculptures firsthand. And they are blessed and they are beautiful, of the mother watching over her children. The Marys of Africa follow the mother in their generosity and their compassion toward other at every turn. When I was recently given the opportunity to tell stories about Guatemala in order to introduce Rigoberta Menchú Tum, I was so taken with her and with her teachers she had brought with her, Don Pedro, Doña Flaviana, because they're so humble and they have within their lifetime experienced slaughters of their families right before their very eyes, and they are filled with love. I'm filled with love. Oh, something of the great woman of the world, as there is in Africa, that takes the people who have been tormented the most and offers them the chance to decide whether to go toward bitterness or toward love. And those who choose love are more, truly, more than human, I think. They're radiant and they're beautiful. And it's one of those peculiar things that in Africa, so many of the people have such great hearts, even though they've been murdered, slaughtered, enslaved, taken apart, or allowed to live, but only barely, or allowed to be, but only marginally, or allowed to breathe, but only a little tiny bit. And yet when they sing praise. May we all be like that. May we all be like that in all of our travails, like the Marys of Mother Africa, the great woman who holds out an ideal and an idea for people to be there with her, despite the fact that so many have destroyed the icons of her and the statuary of her, the paintings of her, the cave paintings of her, the petroglyphs, the pectoglyphs, all the ways that people in Africa have memorialized the Great Mother. She lives anyway. She lives through the people whose hearts are encircled with a crown of acacia thorns, bleeding, fragrant, and flowering. Nonetheless, this idea of erasing the mother continues today, this very moment, in a place where I live. There's a beautiful church called Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish. And there is a gigantic mural, about 45 linear feet, about maybe 15 feet tall, of Our Lady of Guadalupe and Don Diego down on one knee, presenting her with a beautiful bouquet of flowers and larger than life size angelitos on both sides. And for whatever reason, recently, a priest decided to, quote-unquote, remodel the altar and put drywall over the angelitos, over the angels, painted out the face of Creator God on the ceiling, and put drywall up against the flowers on the ceiling, the roses, which Blessed Mother's favorites, covered up the cherubs that were painted so artfully around the heating vents. and built a wall 3 feet away from the mural of Our Lady, saying that Our Lady was a distraction on the altar. We don't know the end of this story yet. Since then, someone has defaced Our Lady of Guadalupe mural with the only couple people who have keys to that now broom closet behind the wall where Our Lady lives with Don Diego. Somebody got in there, spray painted across her, "Ya basta." "Ya basta" means enough. I've heard people say, my goodness, that the only place Maria belongs is on her knees. Where have we heard this before? The only place where Maria belongs is on her knees at the foot of the cross, not on the altar. So yes, she is at the foot of the cross. Of course she is. She's the woman of enormous and endless compassion beyond that of most human beings. So of course she belongs at the foot of the cross. Well, she belongs many, 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 many other places too, including for 35 years on the altar here at Our Lady of Guadalupe. It is called Our Lady of Guadalupe. It is not called Our Lady of the Wall. It's called Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish. And so the proponents of keeping her behind the wall out of sight, which incidentally now there's a big white wall, it's pure white, has a gigantic crucifix on it. There was a crucifix before. It was a standing one that was next to the altar, a great big one. But now it's on the wall. And there's a poster, sort of Our Lady of Guadalupe, like a picture of her hanging on the wall, way up high, so you almost can't see it. And they also, for some reason, bought a many thousand-dollar throne that's made out of gray marble for the priest to sit on. Before that, they were just humble chairs, like from your and my grandmother's dining room set is what they looked like. This is a humble church where the Chicanos and the Latinos of Denver congregated to say, we want parity, we want justice for our people 35 and 40 years ago. The Latinos who wanted to be priests were not allowed into the seminaries until about 1970. So there were all kinds of racial matters going on here in the Southwest. And "Ya basta," enough, that was written across Our Lady, on some other words, across Don Diego. The proponents of the wall say, well, that's it. You know, that's it. It's enough of all this protesting that all of you are doing to take down this wall. This wall is going to stay up. But, you know, those of us who want Our Lady to be revealed again, to be taken out from behind the wall, even though no wall can contain her, we know where she is. She's everywhere. And yet, this is a sacred art. And there is, in the Catholic Church, all kinds of canon law about not desecrating sacred art. And that's what's been done. So we think that despite the fact that there was a person who got in there with a spray can, we think that it's Our Lady saying, "Ya basta." She's saying, enough already, take down this wall. So it will remain to be seen. Certainly have been much publicity and much protesting about it, and the chief superior of the Theatine priest order has come to look into it, and there are all kinds of things going on. But I believe that if you can give the order to cover her over, I believe with all my heart you can give the order to reveal her again. And in the meantime, she'll be fully revealed in our hearts and in our souls. I would like to tell you now a blessing. I'd like to say one for you. And it is this, and it's related to Our Lady of Guadalupe, who, you know, Don Diego was on his way to visit his ill uncle when Our Lady waylaid him on the hill of Tepeyac, which is the former temple site of Tonantzin, the great woman, the holy mother of all the Aztecs, all the Nahua people prior to the conquest. And she said certain words to him that not only changed his life, he had been enslaved along with all the rest of the people that remained living of the original tribes in Mexico, and not only changed his life, but changed ours. 500 years forward, all of our lives are still changed by La Conquista, this beautiful woman, Our Lady of Guadalupe, who appeared to Don Diego. So this is always to me a memory that she can appear to us at any moment. We'd be on our way here, on our way there, in the midst of our immigrations. All of a sudden, there she is. And so these are the words that La Conquista, who is of such deep substance, and also incidentally a dark Madonna herself, she's La Morena, the dark brown one, she says to them in this inspiriting way to lift the spirit right up into the very top of the body. She says, "Have you forgotten? I'm your mother. You're not alone. You're under my protection. Anything you need, ask me. Do not worry about anything. Am I not here? I, who am your mother? Have you forgotten? I love you. I love you. And you are under my protection. I'm your mother. You are not alone. Anything you need, ask me. Don't worry about anything. Am I not here? I am. I'm your mother. I love you. I love you. I love you. And now, you see, in this, the woman who says, "I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. Anything you want, anything you need, rely on me to help you." Right? For never was it known that anyone who fled to her protection, implored her help, or sought her intercession was left unaided. And so may it be for thee. And so may it be for me. And so may it be for all of us. Amen. And a little woman. Adios.
Yeah, my Just in case I like the dance. dancing. I can remember where I come.
Thank you. definition of mommy is not a chick with kids. Mommy means the boss, the money maker, the man taker, the provider, the low car rider. So if you're a fly mommy, please stand up. 2005, industry will be pussy will. It won't be easy. Mommy look good, yeah, mommy look right. They like mommy with the cute face, can I get a date? Mommy got a cute shape, mommy make them wait. Poppy having trouble trying to keep up the pace. Mommy got the faith, I let my pussy be the bait. Mommy got the good shit, the really good shit. The type of chick you get with the really good shit. Mommy got them niggas going crazy for the ass. Call me Flash, make a dash, get a nigga for his cash. Mommy knuckin' buck with a quick uppercut. Mommy sport shell toes, I put my Nikes up. I used to dress B-boy, now I dress girly. Wake up real early with my braids looking curly. Mommy let them know who she is, what she bout. Yeah, she bout money, mommy turning niggas out. Mommy got bills, car sit on big wheels. In the club, mommy chill while them haters ice grill.
Mommy cute, buck Fendi suits. Mommy fresh, these my real breasts. Mommy sex, cause mommy grown. Mommy be the good shit at home. Mommy. Damn, mommy roll like arms. Mommy ass like a Cadillac. Mommy give them heart attacks.
They call me little mama, looking big in my Hummer. Mama on the come up, little mama be a stunner. Fly to Bahama quick, faster than a runner. Foot on the gas, vroom, hinge a gunner. Mommy look good, yeah, mommy look right. Mommy stay hood, mommy be your type. Mommy get excited, mommy ask you to bite it. Mommy know you like it, tell poppy don't fight it. Capital M-O-M-M-Y. Mommy got him piss, take any chick guy. Mommy got a deal, mommy spit shit real. Mommy give him chills when she wear high heels. Mommy get the money, get the money, get the money. Mommy find a man who can go and get it from me. Mommy look fresh and respect me sweats. Stay best dressed, showing off my breasts.
Mommy cute, buck Fendi suits. Mommy fresh, these my real breasts. Mommy sex, cause mommy grown. Mommy be the good shit at home. Mommy. Yeah, mommy roll like arms. Mommy fast like a Cadillac. Mommy give them heart attacks.
Mommy get the money, money, get the money, get the money. Mommy get the money, money, get the money, get the money. Mommy get the money, 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 money. Get the money.
Yeah, mommy get buck like Wola mama. Back it up like Wola mama. When she shake it like Wola mama. She get naked like hold up mama. Mommy be a freak, mommy let the world know. Mommy want him liquor from her head to her toe. If poppy say no, then little poppy gotta go. If he broke, no, mommy kick him out the door.
Mommy cute, buck Fendi suits. Mommy fresh, these my real breasts. Mommy sex, cause mommy grown. Mommy be the good shit at home. Mommy, damn, mommy roll like armies. Mommy ass like a Cadillac. Mommy give them heart attacks.
Oh, alone. So hard to see streets on a country road when your glass is in the garbage and your continental's just been towed.
Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.